When you look at Christmas and the Christmas season, for the Jews who converted to Christianity, this was not a solitary event. This was one event in a long string of God's attempts to show us his love. From the time he chose Abraham, our father in the faith, to Isaac, to Jacob, to the judges like Samson and others, and the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and the others, those were all God's attempts to try new ways to love us. Sometimes when we don't get our way, or things change in our relationships, we sometimes repeat the phrase, "I fell out of love. I fell into love." For God, there is no falling. There is a selection, a choice. And once God chose to love us, the only question for him is, which way? How can I best show you that I love you? I'll send the prophets. I'll send the judges. I'll send my only begotten son to show you how much I love you. But God, just like all of us, has to pay the price of love. The price of love, as was mentioned many times, is the possibility of its loss. You have to give people freedom if you want to reap the rewards of love. We, because we are so vulnerable in that position, tend to use all sorts of machinations. We manipulate people. We even fear them, try to frighten them into loving us. We get mad at them. We scream at them. Love me or I'll kill you. Oh my God, what a horrible thing to say. But sometimes that's what we think. And then we wonder why people run away from us. God gives us a great lesson in the long string of his attempts trying to tell us, this is my love story with you. This is the things that I would do. The only thing God will never do is force us, pressure us, or manipulate us. So the next time you, in your relationships, feel abandoned, feel betrayed, feel unloved and unappreciated, you should cry if you need to. But as a Christian, you should ask yourself a question. How can I love in a different way? How can I show my appreciation for this person, my friend, my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my grandparent, a total stranger? How can I show them that I'm a Christian who has chosen to love always? I don't fall. I step. I choose. I select. And there is nothing you can do to stop me. And there's nothing I can do to control you. This is the way of Christmas and the seasons before it that God gives us as an example. If you want to love people, then don't give up so easily when you don't get your way. When you don't get the reaction you want or the respect that you need and deserve, but ask yourself a question. How can I be a better friend? How can I be a better spouse, a brother, or a sister, or a stranger? How can I love in a different way? Or you can get upset, you can get mad, lick your wounds, go in your corner, and cry. Poor me, unloved and unappreciated. But that would be a sad way to be a coward and retreat from the true effort it takes to be a person who loves someone else. God didn't give up for centuries, and he hasn't given up yet. Ask yourself, how can I love better, and how can I love more differently and more creatively? Slava Isusu Christu, Christos Rajdajicek.